one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality.
完了，到十六节。
Bless those who persecute you, bless, do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion.
17节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄。 不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为这样，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Verse 17. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him; if he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
最后，我们再读一下罗马书13章第14节。
Lastly, we will read Romans chapter 13, verse 14.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们请弟兄姊妹再有一点祷告。We
pause here from our scripture reading, but before we start, shall we have a word of prayer? Please bow your head.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。Lord,
we give thanks for your grace.
在主日的清晨，就是七日的第一日，你复活的早晨。On
this Sunday morning, the very first day of the week, on the very day of your resurrection,
我们能够一同聚在你施恩的座前。We
come together before your throne of grace.
我们来敬拜你，我们来歌颂你。We
come to worship and sing your praises.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
So you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你是首先，你是末后的。
So you are the first and the last.
你是起初，你也是终结。
You're the beginning and you are the end.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
你是这一位创造天地万物的主宰。
That you are the master and creator of this heavens and earth.
你在万有之上，你是。
You're above all things, and you're the eternal God.
We
worship you.
And we
also offer up our thanksgiving for that we have been favored by you.
We have been saved by you.
We have been saved from sin and iniquities.
我们被你带出这个黑暗的权势，能够进到神爱之光明的国度里面。
And you have brought us out of this dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the beloved Son of God.
让我们能够成为神的儿女。
So that we can become children of God.
你不仅让我们有这样一个尊贵的地位，
Not only have you given us such a venerable position，
你也在生命的里面把你复活的生命赐给我们，
But also in your life you have given us this risen life。
我们靠着这 复活的生命，今天在地上能够生活、侍奉、跟随你。
And by this resurrection life today on earth, we can live and we can serve, we can worship you.
当我们早晨一同聚在你施恩的座前
，As we come together before your mercy seat,
我们一面来敬拜你
，On the one hand, we come to worship you.
我们一面也在你的脚前来聆听你的话
，On the other hand, at your feet, we come to listen to your word.
我们愿主你点活你的话
，Lord, may you quicken your word.
让你的话真是照亮在我们灵的深处
，So that your word will enlighten into the very depths of our souls.
在你的光中，我们得以见光
，So that in your light we shall see light.
好叫你的话成为我们的灵，我们的生命
，So that your word will become our spirit and our life.
让我们得到力量，在这世代里面成为耶稣基督美好的见证。
And that after we are strengthened, that in this generation we will become the wonderful witnesses of your testimony.
我们把这一点时间恭敬仰望你。
With much reverence, we simply commit this short period of time to you.
愿你与我们同在。
Lord, be with us all.
我们求你来膏为你出口的弟兄、翻译的姊妹以及在你宝座跟前所有的弟兄姊妹，我们一同等候仰望你。
We ask that you anoint the brother who speaks for you, the sister who translates for you, and also all the brothers and sisters who are waiting here before your throne.
这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主的恩典，再有一次来继续交通罗马书。
Brothers and sisters, we really thank the Lord for His grace that once more we have this opportunity to fellowship on the book of Romans.
我们过去几次的交通一直强调罗马书实在是神给我们一个极大的恩典，让我们看见神这一个全备的救恩。
We have, as in the previous fellowships, that been saying that Romans is a book about full salvation, that such a wonderful grace that He has given to us.
因为我们知道罗马书一开头乃是让我们看见，不管是犹太人，不管是外邦人，我们都在罪恶的底下。
Because in the very beginning of the Romans, we have seen that whether it's a Gentile or a Jew, everyone is under sin.
那神借着耶稣基督成为我们的挽回祭。
Now God has made Jesus Christ our propitiation.
叫我们能够凭着耶稣的血，借着我们的信，神能够称我们为义。
So that through Jesus Christ's blood and by our faith, He will become our righteousness.
所以因信称义这一个真理在开头的时候就很清楚的显明给我们。
So the very truth of justification by faith has been clearly declared to us at the very beginning.
我们得救实在不是凭着我们的行为。
It is not by our own deeds that we are saved.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And we all fall short of the glory of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神借着耶稣基督成为我们的拯救。
That through Jesus Christ, God Himself has become our redemption.
人只要凭着简单的信心就能够蒙恩典。
So just by simple faith, man can receive this grace.
不管你是贫富贵贱。
Regardless of your financial status or your social position, being noble or being lowly, being rich or being poor.
神乐意施恩拯救我们。
It is God's good pleasure that He wants to save us.
并且我们到了罗马书第五章那里告诉我们。
And also when we come to Romans chapter 5.
我们不仅因信称义。
Not only are we justified by faith,
并且我们如今与神和好。
But now we have been reconciled to God.
我们不在神的定罪底下。
We're no longer under God's condemnation.
我们在基督里能够与神为乐。
Instead, in Christ, we rejoice in God.
我想这实在是再好不过的。
And I believe nothing could be even more wonderful than this.
过去我们是抵挡神的人。
In the past, we were those who opposed God.
就好像现今的世人一样。
Just as people in today.
当人提起神这个名字的时候。
When people mention the name of God.
提起耶稣基督的名字的时候。
When people mention the name of Jesus Christ.
人心中不知不觉就有一个抗拒。
And in men's heart, unconsciously, they have this resistance.
但是我们这一班蒙恩相信的人
However, all of us who have received His grace and have believed
蒙主宝血救赎的人
We are those who have been saved by His precious blood
我们如今却能够与神和好
Today, we are able to be reconciled to God
我们心中不再害怕神的定罪
In our heart, no longer are we afraid of His condemnation
我们不再与神为敌
We are no longer God's rivals.
因为当我们还做罪人的时候
Because even when we are still sinners,
基督已经为我们死
Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明
And here the love of God has been revealed to us.
神让我们看见他的爱实在何等的长阔高深
God has shown us how deep, how high, how wide, how long His love is.
让我们因着主的爱我们能够降服在他面前
And now because of the love of the Lord we now are able to subject ourselves to Him
我们不再做外人和客旅
No longer are we strangers and aliens
我们乃是以圣徒同国
But we are fellow citizens with all the saints
我们是神家里的人
We are members of His household
但是神并不以此就停在这里。
However, God does stop at this point.
因为当我们蒙恩得救的时候
Because when we are saved by His grace,
我们不过是一个罪人蒙主恩。
We are simply sinners saved by His grace.
这对一个罪人来说实在是莫大的恩典。
To a sinner, this is such a grace which simply is beyond any description.
这是一个白白的恩典。
Because it is a free grace.
我们过去是在一个可怒之子的光景当中。
Previously, we were sons of condemnation, sons of wrath.
这一位伟大的神今天来接纳我们。
But this great God today should receive us.
把我们洗得干净。
And cleanse us thoroughly.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
That we could be called children of God.
这是一个尊贵的地位。
This is such an honorable position.
但是神却要我们不仅我们是在一个地位上
But God not only has given us this position
他要在我们的生命中制作成我们该有的一个情形
But also He wants to form in our lives in accordance to this position
那该有的情形就是像我们的主耶稣基督
So our normal state should be just like our Lord Jesus Christ
有神荣耀尊贵圣洁的本性
having the very personality of God's honor, glory, and his nobility
所以接下来我们到罗马书第六章开始以后那里就开始讲到我们如何过一个成圣的生活
So starting from chapter 6, we read about how we could live a sanctified life.
那里开始给我们一个情形知道呢，神的心意乃是要带我们在生命中不断的长成。
Here Romans shows us that in God's heart, He wants to lead us continue to grow in life.
所以我们不能够再活在我们旧有的光景当中
So we should no longer live in our old conditions
那就是活在肉体活在罪死亡当中
That is to live in your flesh in sin in death
我们要把我们的身体献上 做义的器具来侍奉神。
We should present our bodies as the instruments of righteousness to serve God.
那这样的话，我们就能够开始过一个成圣的生活。
In such a way, then, we could start living a sanctified life.
但是到了第七、第八章之后，我们就很清楚地看见保罗在那里有一个叹息。
And starting from chapter 7 and 8, we see so clearly that Paul starts to have this groaning within him.
那里给我们看到立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Here we see that the willing to do good is with me, but how to perform it is not with me.
我想弟兄姊妹，当我们有心愿意来跟随主的时候，我们开始可以经历到保罗他心中这样一个感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I believe when we do have the desire to follow the Lord, we would also experience the same kind of groaning that Paul once had.
很多时候我们常常会叹息说，我为什么对人讲这样的话？我为什么对人做出这样的事情？
So many times we sigh within ourselves because how could I say things like this? How could I do things like this?
这本来不是我的本意。
It's really not my original intention.
但是我却做出这样得罪人或者是伤害到人的事情来。
But I do things that really harm people's feeling.
因为在这里保罗指出来实在是因为我们还活在一个肉体一个罪和死亡的律底下。
And the reason we often offend people is because we often live under this law of sin and death.
那我们的救恩不单单只是叫我们不下地狱上天堂。
Our salvation is not only enabling us not to go to hell, but go to heaven.
我们的救恩乃是要彻底在我们的里面改变我们。
But instead, our salvation is to transform us within thoroughly.
所以保罗在第八章里头就把这个真理启示给我们。
So in chapter 8, Paul reveals this truth to us.
我们要在生命和圣灵的律底下来过生活。
That is, we should live a life under the law of the spirit of life.
我们蒙恩得救的人，
All of us who have been saved by His grace,
有基督的生命在我们的里面。
We now have the Christ life indwelling us.
这一个生命乃是主他自己神圣的生命。
This life is our Lord's holy life.
这一个生命是世人所不能明白的。
And this life is something the world cannot comprehend.
然而我们得着这个生命，我们自己知道。
But when we have received this life, we know it ourselves.
那这一个生命，保罗在以弗所书告诉我们有两个目的。
And this very life is mentioned in Ephesians by Paul. This life has two purposes.
第一个方面呢，乃是让我们知道我们是属乎神的。
The first meaning of this life is that we belong to God.
所以他用圣灵的印记来描述这件事。
Therefore, Paul used the seal of the Holy Spirit to describe this.
圣灵印在我们的身上，表明我们是属乎神的。
The Holy Spirit has placed His seal on us, meaning we belong to Him.
那另外一个目的乃是让我们看见我们预尝天恩的滋味。
Another purpose is to enable us to taste the heavenliness beforehand.
我们将来要得的产业有何等的尊贵、丰盛、荣耀。
So we will know how honorable, how abundant, how glorious the inheritance we would receive.
今天借着圣灵内住在我们的里面。
Through the indwelling Holy Spirit today,
我们 借着圣灵在我们里面的工作，我们能够预尝到将来所要得的产业是何等的美好。
Through the Holy Spirit's work, we can actually pretaste how excellent the inheritance we are to receive in the future.
所以圣灵住在我们的里面。
Since Holy Spirit indwells us,
他就带领我们怎样过一个属灵的生活。
Then he is leading us to live this whole spiritual life.
基督徒的生活不是像世界上各种宗教一样。
Christian's life should not be like any other life of other religions.
世界上的各种宗教，他们有所谓的教义。
With all the religions, they all have their own dogma, their own creed.
他们的创办人把他们所领悟的一些哲学的道理写下来。
All their founders would write down all the philosophical understanding.
然后叫跟随他的人就照着行。
That so all his their followers would just do accordingly.
但是在基督教的里头，
But in Christianity,
我们所得着的乃是基督自己。
What we have received is Christ himself.
乃是一个生命。
That's a life.
这一个生命要把基督活出来。
And this life will live out Christ.
如果我们没有这一个生命，
If we do not have this life,
我们就没有办法活出基督。
Then we're not being able to live out Christ.
圣经就着不认识主的人来说，以为这也是基督教的教义。
Now to those who do not know Jesus Christ, think this is just anotherA dogma of Christian teaching.
但是这一个教义却是有一个极大的不同，把基督的生命。
All the Christian doctrines have one thing different. That is to reveal the real meaning of this Christ life.
把基督表明出来。
To actually manifest this Christ.
当我们有这一个生命，我们来读这些话，我们才能够深渊与深渊响应。
Only when we have this life first, then we can understand it. Then, just like the Bible says, the deep calls unto deep.
所以圣灵，保罗就把圣灵内住最重要的目的来告诉我们，让我们能够活在圣灵里面。圣灵要把主教导我们，让我们能够按着圣灵这个生命的律来活出基督。
So through Paul's teaching, the most important purpose of this indwelling spirit is for us to live in the Holy Spirit and actually live out to manifest this Christ.
所以到了罗马书第八章，
So when we come to Romans chapter 8,
他在那里告诉我们万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
We read that all things work together for good to those who love God.
因为圣灵借着万事互相效力，在我们每一个人身上，要成为我们属灵的益处。
Because the Holy Spirit will become our spiritual good, since He works all things together to work out things to those who love God.
并且神呼召我们。
And also he, God calls us.
并且预定我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
And he has predestined that we all should be conformed to the very image of the Son of God.
那磨成神儿子的形象乃是达到神最终的目的，叫我们与神的儿子一同得荣耀。
To be conformed to the image of the Son of God simply means that we would reachGod's ultimate goal, that is, we will be glorified together with God's Son.
这是神拯救我们一个极荣耀的目的。
And this is such a glorious goal of God's salvation for each one of us.
神是宇宙至高的神。
Because God is the most high God in the whole universe.
他是尊贵的王。
He is the honorable king.
我们这一般被他称为儿女的人。
And all of us who are called the children of God,
我们本是在污泥中，在世界中，在罪恶底下的人。
We are all in this sinful world, in the mire of the pit. and in all the sins.
神用他荣耀的智慧来拯救我们。
But God has saved us through His glorious wisdom.
要把我们救拔到与他的尊贵荣耀能够相配。
So that we will be delivered to such an extent that we are actually attuned to His glory and to His honor.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果常常思想这些神所定义要完成的，我们不得不在灵里面深深的敬拜我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, if we should often meditate on this predestined purpose of God that He wants to accomplish for all of us in our spirit, we cannot help but worship Him.
这是何等荣耀、尊贵一个啊救恩。
What a glorious and venerable salvation this is.
那我想这次保罗把神的救恩很清楚的在罗马书第一章到第八章整个启示给我们。
So through Romans chapter 1 through 8, Paul has revealed all this very clearly to us as to God's salvation.
然后到了第十一章、十二章之后，
After chapter 11-12,
十二章之后呢，保罗就开始帮助我们怎样进到啊，基督徒从蒙恩得救开始，我们怎样来走这一条道路来跟随主。
Now Paul is helping us, starting from our being saved by His grace into His salvation, to how can we actually walk in this way of salvation.
我们上一次也提到保罗在这里一开始告诉我们，我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
That as we mentioned last time, that at the beginning of chapter 12, we should present our bodies as a holy living sacrifice to God.
身体献上当作活祭呢，简单的说是一个奉献。
Simply put, present your bodies as a living sacrifice is to consecrate yourself.
那我们奉献整个身体。
We simply consecrate our whole body.
那就是我们的全人。
It means your whole being.
那我们的全人呢，最中心的部分呢，就是我们我们的主权。
The very center of your whole being is your autonomy, your right.
因为我们在地上生活呢，我们都是以我们自己为中心，我们想要怎样过生活，我自己在那里做主，我在掌权。
As we walk in this world, we are so self-centered as to what kind of life we want to live. We are all our own masters.
你比方讲，我下个礼拜要去旅行，我要去度假等等。
For example, you would say, we think that our next week we will be on vacation, we will be traveling.
我想要这个东西。
Or I want this thing.
我就用我的钱去买。
So with my money, I purchase it.
我喜欢去某某地方去度假，我就安排计划好，我就去。
I'd like to go to a certain place to have my vacation, so I would plan it all out, make the arrangement for this trip.
这是按着天然人来说，这一切都是理所当然的。
Well, it's supposed to be this way, according to our natural being.
但是当我们开始要来走这一条属灵道路的时候，主告诉我们，我们生命要长进，首先我们要学习知道怎样把自己奉献给主。
As we are about to walk in this spiritual walk, and we need to learn the first thing is how to give your right to the Lord, to consecrate yourself.
那把主权奉献给主呢？就是我不再自己做主。
To give your right to the Lord means that you are no longer your own master.
你比方讲。
For example.
我手中有一张100块的钞票。
If in my hand I have this $100 bill,
在我的手中呢，我有主权。
So, it's in my hand and I have the right to it.
我可以决定我要去一个好的餐厅吃一顿饭。
I can decide that I want to go to a wonderful restaurant, have a wonderful meal there.
或者我可以买一件漂亮的衣服。
Or I can buy a pretty clothes.
或者我可以买一样我自己喜欢的东西。
Or something I really like.
因为钱在我的手中。
Since the money is in my hand.
我自己做主。
I can make my own decision.
但是当我把自己奉献的时候
But after I have consecrated myself to him,
我把这一张100块的钞票呢丢到奉献箱去
I would put this $100 bill in the offering chest.
那一张100块的钞票不是我能做主
So I'm no longer making any decisions on that $100 bill.
乃是在主的手中
That bill instead is in the hand of the Lord.
主要支配这一百块。
And the Lord will make arrangements as to this $100 bill.
这是奉献的一个基本的原则。
And this is a very basic principle of consecration.
因为当我们开始要走这一条属灵的道路的时候
As we are about to embark on this spiritual journey,
如果我们有一颗奉献的心智
If we have this will to consecrate ourselves,
生命圣灵的律才有可能开始在我们的身上支配我们
Then the law of the spiritual life will start to control us.
圣灵才有可能在我们的身上支配我们。
Only is it possible in this way that the Holy Spirit can actually manage us.
否则的话，我们很容易落在一个光景，我仍然支配我自己。
Otherwise, it will be so easy that we just fall into the state that in which we are our own masters.
也许我可能觉得有一件事情我需要求告神。
Maybe, as to one thing, we might think, oh, I need to pray to God on this.
神似乎也把他的心意启示给我们。
And it seems that God has already revealed his heart to us.
但是简单的说，当我没有奉献的时候，我在那里决定，神是这样说，但是我觉得这样还是比较好。
But simply put, if you have not consecrated yourself,Then even though God is saying this way, and you yourself would say, no, I think the other way would be better.
所以我还是照我的方法去。
Still, I go by my own ways.
这样的话，我们属灵的光景就会一直停留在我们蒙恩得救的那个情形里头。
If you act this way, then your spiritual state will continue...To linger in the same state as you are first saved.
神没办法带领我们往前去。
Because God cannot lead us to move on.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
And this is such a serious matter.
我们必须要开始学习能够奉献自己。
So let's all learn to first consecrate ourselves.
然后接下来保罗就马上告诉我们，我们。
Next, immediately Paul starts to tell us.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
我们如果能够奉献我们自己
，If we are able to consecrate ourselves,
神呢，他的灵就会开始在我们的里面给我们一个更新。
Then God's spirit will start to renew us within our mind.
我们在这个世上生活呢，世上有一个定律在那里。
As we live in this world, there is a law there.
世人有世人做事的法则。
That is, the men of the world have their own ways of doing things.
世人行事为人都是按着世上的风俗。
And they conduct themselves according to the custom of the world.
那基本上这些都是以自己为中心。
Basically, all these are self-centered.
对我有没有好处
？Does it really profit me？
对我到底有没有益处
？Is it profitable for me？
是不是能够让我快活
？Will that make me happy？
等等
，etc.
所以，这是一个世上的一个律。
So we see that there is this law of the world.
当我们开始学习奉献的时候
But as we start to learn to consecrate ourselves,
很多 事情我们来求告主的时候
And in many things when we come to pray to God
主会把他的旨意很新鲜的在我们里面告诉我们
And in such a refreshing way God will reveal his will to us within our hearts
我们按着因着我们的奉献所以我们能够按着他所启示出来的心意这个生命圣灵的律所带出来的我们跟随主
And it is because in first we have consecrated us to God So then we will be able to walk according to the revealed will of God Which is following the spirit of the life
我们就能够明白神那纯全善良可喜悦的心意
Then we will be able to approve what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
我们就不需要去跟随世界的那一套方法。
We really don't have to follow all the methods of the schemes of the world.
所以我们看到有一些属灵的基督徒。
So we do see some spiritual Christians.
就这世人的眼光来说，这些人好像跟世界。人的 行为模式是不一样的
In the eyes of the world The way they conduct themselves Is just differently
因为这一般人他们是活在神面前的人
It is because these people Live in the presence of God
这是我们所有的基督徒神在我们身上的心意我们当行的路
And also this should be the same path That we should walk in since this is God's desire for each one of us.
那这是保罗教导我们开始跟随主之后啊，跟随蒙恩得救，开始跟随主的时候呢，啊，首先第一件要立定心志去做的。
So this consecration, as Paul teaches, is that the very first thing after. You have been saved by His grace, and you have decided to follow Him.
我们需要把自己奉献给神。
We need to offer ourselves to Him.
并且这个奉献是不断的奉献。
And also, this consecration should be continual.
哦，我们要常常更新我们的奉献。
We often need to renew our consecration.
奉献不是像基督教里面的所说的，我把自己奉献。啊，出来当做传道人。
Consecration does not mean, as taught in today's Christianity, that you simply consecrate yourself to be in a full-time ministry.
所有的神的儿女，理当应该奉献，把自己交托给主。
All of God's children are supposed to consecrate themselves and give themselves up to God.
这样神。就能够带领我们，我们每一个人在基督里就能够长进。
In this way, God is able to lead us, and we will be able to grow in the Lord.
好，那接下来保罗就开始讲到两件事情。
Then Paul continues on two matters.
第一个乃是讲到我们学习在教会中过一个基督身体团体的生活。
In the church, we need to learn to live this corporate life.
第二个
Second,
乃是叫基督的生命借着我们这个里头有的这个生命呢能够把基督活出来。
The life of Christ should be able to live out through the life God has given to you.
那他首先告诉我们呢，我们在基督的身体里面要按着我们信心的大小，这个大小呢乃是信心的一个度量。
Now first Paul teaches that in the church, in the body of Christ, according to the measure that God has dealt to you,
要看得合乎中道。
You need to think soberly of yourself to make a sound judgment.
这一个看得合乎中道呢，是想得清楚。
To think soberly simply means you can make a sound judgment. You can think it through.
那这一个信心的度量乃是神给我们一个恩赐。
The measure of our faith is actually a gift from God.
这个度量呢，乃是来承受神的恩典。
And this measure of faith is supposed to receive God's grace.
这个恩典呢，就成为我们的恩赐，在教会中我们来彼此服侍。
After we have received God's grace, this grace will become our gift, and in the church we can serve with this gift.
有人信心度量大一点。
For some people, their measure of faith is very big.
有人的信心度量小一点。
As for others, the measure of their faith is very small.
那我们因着信心度量的不同呢，我们承受神的恩赐就不一样。
Now, because of this difference of the measure of our faith, then there will be the variety of our gifts.
那我们在基督这个身体里面，我们彼此的服侍啊，就有不同的功用。
And it's just because of this that in the service of the body of Christ, each one will have different functions.
所以我们借着我们在基督里面信心的度量的从神那里所领受的这个属灵的恩典呢，我们把我们自己摆在一个合宜的位置上，然后我们来服侍弟兄姊妹。
So in the church, through the difference of the measure of faith to receive His spiritual grace, then we should place ourselves in different positions in the church in order to serve Him.
然后我们在基督里面一同长进。
And then together we will grow in the Christ.
这个跟我们现今所看见的一般的教会情形非常不一样。
And this is such a starkly different from what we have been seeing in the world.
因为在许多神的儿女中间呢，我们很多时候已经养成一个习惯，我们第一个，我们觉得我们没有什么大恩赐。
Even among many of God's children, we have formed such a habit thinking that we do not have so great gifts.
所以我来教会聚会，我不过是听听道而已。
So when I come to the meetings at the church, I'm just listening to the messages.
然后彼此寒暄一下就回去。
And then we just give some pleasant exchange of this daily life, and then we go back.
但是在圣经里面不是这样告诉我们。
But this is not so taught in the Bible.
第一个，我们每一位蒙恩得救的人，我们在神面前，我们得到一份的恩赐。
First, each one of us who has been saved before the Lord has already received a gift.
这里举了一些例子。
And here, this text has given us some examples.
有人有信心，有人有教导，有人有劝化，有人能够施舍，能够治理，能够怜悯人，看望人，服侍等等。
For example, some people have faith that receive this measure of faith. They could prophesy, they could minister, they could exhort, they could give, and they could lead, and also they could show mercy.
我们借着教会中所有的服侍，把我们这个恩赐能够显明出来。
Now through the various service in the church, we actually reveal our gifts from God.
不管我们是年轻的时候就蒙恩典，
whether you have been saved since you're young,
或者我七八十岁才蒙恩典，
or you're saved when you're about 70 or 80 years old.
神总是把那一份恩赐量给我们。
God has already measured out that gift to you.
就一面说，我们要明白这个恩赐。
On the one hand, we need to understand this gift.
另外一方面，我们需要来发挥这个恩赐。
On the other hand, we need to maximize this gift.
那我们怎样去明白我有什么恩赐呢？
How do we actually understand what kind of gifts we have?
我想刚开始的时候还没有办法很快的显明出来。
At the beginning, your gift may not be quickly revealed.
弟兄姊妹可以借着教会中各样的服侍的安排。
But brothers and sisters, through the different arrangements of services in the church,
我们有教儿童主日学，我们有做招待，我们有整洁饭食，我们 有许多的安排接送等等。
We have so many different ministries, such as those children ministry, food ministry, or being the receptionist, and all kinds of arrangements you would see in the church.
我们也有比较属灵的讲道、祷告，我们有弟兄姊妹的探望等等。
Or ministries in giving out God's words and prayers or visitations.
我们接送、我们接待从远处来的弟兄姊妹。
Transportations or being hospitable to the brothers and sisters who come from far away.
我们可以照顾儿童、年轻人等等。
Or you could take care of young children or even the elderly.
我们有许多的机会让弟兄姊妹可以在其中服侍，然后慢慢的把你的恩赐显明出来。
Now we have so many opportunities in which brothers and sisters can actually participate in and then reveal your gifts.
当我们在主里面那一份恩赐显出来的时候，不仅我们自己会感觉。
And also, when your gift or gifts are revealed in the Lord, not only you yourself would feel them.
弟兄姊妹也可以看得出来。
And this also will be witnessed by all the brothers and sisters.
那这样，这一份恩赐显出来之后，我们就专一在这一份恩赐上来服侍。
Then once your gift is revealed, you should devote yourself to the ministering of this particular gift.
我们这样服侍的时候，我们不仅自己得到长进。
And when we minister in such a way, not only are we ourselves will be growing in the Lord.
我们也能够帮助弟兄姊妹。
But also we'll be able to help brothers and sisters.
当其他弟兄姊妹应用他们的恩赐来帮助我们的时候，
And also as other brothers and sisters apply their gift to minister to us,
我们也能够在基督里面得到帮助。
And in together in Christ, we will be helped.
但是这个原则也是在一个奉献的一个原则底下。
But even this principle, it operates under the very fundamental principle of consecration.
因为实在说来，许多的服事不是我们做得来，或者不是我们乐意做的。但是当我们把自己奉献给主，神的灵在我们里面带领我们，我们去做，慢慢就有高油。
Strictly speaking, it's not that we have decided that we're able to do this or we want to do this, but actually after we have consecrated ourselves to the Lord, it is through the anointing of the Holy Spirit we will realize, yes, we can do them.
很多时候神就把那个恩赐能力就开始供应下来。
And often God provides us with more grace, more gifts in our doing.
我们就知道不是凭我们自己。
And then we realize it's really not by ourselves.
是神的恩典。
It's truly by God's grace.
这是就是团体一面来说。
So this is corporately speaking as to our gift.
那就着我们个人圣徒的品行来说。
As to each individual saint's characters.
这里。我们从罗马书十二章第九节之后，我们就看到许多这些的要求。
Starting from verse 9 of Romans 12, we could see all these requirements.
比如说讲到爱人讲到我们要有盼望，我们要能够不以恶报恶等等。
For example, we should love, we should have hope.We should not repay evil with evil.
我们在服事上我们要多殷勤。
In our service, we should not lag behind in diligence.
我们不可以恶报恶，我们要以善胜恶。
We should overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil.
如果我们仔细去看这一些啊，第一个我们就可以看出这实在是基督的生命的一个表现。
As we consider all these requirements, the first thing we see that this is actually the manifestation of Christ Himself.
然后如果我们再仔细的看呢，衡量一下我们自己呢，好像我们离这个还很远。
And if you measure yourself against this whole list in detail, you will realize you are so far, far behind all this.
那感谢主呢，我们的生命是一直在长进中。
So we thank the Lord that our life is growing continually.
哦，所以再有一个点呢，就是这一些不是要我们凭着我们自己去努力。
Another point is,it's not by our own efforts we're trying to strive to reach all these requirements.
这一些乃是要让我们看见，当我们开始学习奉献来跟随主的时候，圣灵要把基督做成在我们的里面，自然这一些就会不断的越显明出合乎主的心意来。
They only show us as we start to follow the Lord to serve Him.The Holy Spirit will reveal all these things in us and strengthen us, and very readily we're able to serve Him.
那保罗在这里没有很清楚地告诉我们那个路在哪里。
Paul here doesn't seem to point to us that clear pathway to reach all these.
但是保罗在其他的书信里面却讲得很清楚。
But in Paul's other epistles,He makes all the pathway very clearly.
所以啊，我们简单的把保罗在其他书信当中所讲的，我们把它找出来，然后把这里一同啊配在一起，我们就知道这条路当怎样走。
So very simply, we would like to refer to other teachings of Paul's epistles, and we could sum them up to highlight.The path Paul has shown us to reach all these requirements.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹看一下罗马书啊，以弗所书第四章。
So now we'll consider Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章我们看一下二十节到二十四节。
Verses 22-24.
他说：“你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。”就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐败坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。以弗所书四章二十节。
But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这里讲到你们学了基督。
Here the verse says that you have learned Christ.
我们乃是在学基督。
The fact is that we are learning Christ.
这个学呢，不是像我们今天坐在课堂上学。
It's not our learning nowadays that we're simply sitting in a classroom and we learn.
这个学呢，其实更像学徒。
Instead, this learning is the learning of an apprentice.
因为原文的意思就是学基督做门徒。
In its original language, it simply means you learn Christ as a disciple.
所以乃是一边学就一边运用。
So it is, you learn and then at the same time you apply as you learn.
就好像我们学开车
Just like you learn to drive a car
我们学开车不是坐在课堂上听这个教我们的人呢讲车子的构造然后怎样开一直坐在那里听而已
You can never learn to drive a car if you're only sitting in a classroom listening to the instructions as to the construction of the car
教的人可能只花三分之一把车子怎样开，结构怎样，三分之一的时间跟你讲。
The teacher might only spend one third of his time to teach you about the construction of the car, as to the very simple principles as to how to drive a car.
然后呢，他就带你上路呢，要花三分之二的时间。
And then it would take him two thirds of his time to take you on the road drive.
然后把你所学的呢真实应用在怎么开车上面。
So very practically, you will learn what you have, you actually apply what you've learned in classrooms to your actual driving.
学基督就是这样。
And this is the same way as we learn Christ.
在这里告诉我们呢，我们学了基督，啊，我们领了受了他的真理，真理就是基督他自己的表明。
Here we see that as we learn Christ and we have been taught the truth, and this truth is actually the very manifestation of Christ Himself.
然后圣灵就会开始在我们里面来带领训练我们。
After we learned of the truth, the Holy Spirit starts to lead us within our hearts.
我们就能够按着主的话，我们来跟随主。
So according to God's word, we'll be able to follow Him.
有时候我们从头脑接受圣经的知识很快。
Sometimes, for us to receive the head knowledge, of God, it is very quick.
那很多时候我们头脑一接受，我们以为我们懂了。
And very often, once we receive the head knowledge, we feel that we understand it.
但是如果我们不实际的操练这些真理的话，
But if we do not put that knowledge into our practical application,
我们就着我们所知道的，我们仍然不知道。
As to what we have known, we really don't know it.
你比方讲，人常常跟我们讲，
For example, people often tell us,
神是信实的，
that God is faithful.
弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到许多困难的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as we encounter so many hardships,
我们真的能够说神是信实的吗？
Can we really say that God is faithful?
为什么让这些事发生在我身上呢？
Wouldn't we say that why does God allow all these things happening to me?
那我怎么还会受这么多苦呢？
How could I suffer so much?
如果我们不去经历的话，
If we do not experience Him,
我们实在很难明白神是信实的。
It's going to be very hard for us to really know that God is truly faithful.
但是当我们真是经历过神的信实，
But after we have truly experienced God's faithfulness,
那我们真是要常常在各样的苦难中，我们仍然坚定不移，能够来信靠神。
Then even in the midst of all the afflictions, we will be still steadfast. We will not be moved to continue to trust in Him.
所以我们实在是要学习来学基督。
So we really have to learn Christ.
当我们不管自己读经，我们听讲道、听信息，或者弟兄姊妹交通，主把许多宝贵的话交通给我们。
Whether it is in your own Bible studying or listening to the messages or fellowshipping with brothers and sisters, God will teach His word to you.
圣经告诉我们，我们所领受的道呢，能够用信心调和。
And the Bible teaches that after we have received His word, we need to combine it with faith.
我们学着做。
And we learn to practice them.
当我们有愿意的心呢，主的灵会带领我们。
As long as we have this desiring heart, then God's Spirit will lead us.
这是非常奇妙。
And marvelous is this.
所以并且呢，保罗在哥林多书里面有几次提到，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And also in Paul's Corinthians letters, he mentioned several times saying that you should imitate me as I imitate Christ.
这个效法呢，我们就可以看见呢，在教会这个身体里面呢， 有属灵生命长进，有属灵生命年幼的。
That means in the corporate body of the Christ, there are people who is spiritually mature as opposed to the spiritually young.
那许多走在前面的年长，在属灵上有学习的弟兄姊妹，就成为我们效法的榜样。
So those elder brothers and sisters who have gone along ahead of us will become the very objects of lessons that we need to imitate.
所以过一个教会的生活非常的重要，因为很多时候我们可能不容易直接从主的话里头啊，马上就知道那一条怎样跟随主的路。
That's why it's so very important to lead a church life, because a lot of times we may not immediately know the very way to follow the Lord simply from reading your Bible.
但是我们看到一些年长的榜样。
But if we could see some elder brothers sisters who have been set as examples for us.
我们对照神的话。
And also we examine them too.According to God's word,
我们慢慢可以在主的真理中，好像走出那一条路来。
And gradually, we seem to be able to search out the way in the truth of God.
所以圣经告诉我们啊，在希伯来书那里告诉我们要效法信心的啊这些古人的啊他们的信心。
That's why in Hebrews 13 we read that we need to imitate the faith of all those saints.
他们是怎样跟随主？
To see how they follow the Lord.
啊，有时候我们效法呢，不过是效法人的外面的行为。
A lot of times when we imitate certain people, we are simply mimicking their outward behaviors.
哦，某某人很谦卑。
For example, some people seem to be very humble.
所以我们也要表现谦卑。
So that all show that we are humble too.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们更要看重这些人在主面前的信心。
But actually, the Bible teaches what we need to esteem more is to treasure the faith, their faith before the Lord.
让我们学习他们的信心。
So that to learn from them in their faith.
我们就能够更多的学到基督。
And then in this way we can learn more Christ himself.
那第二个地方呢？
Now the second verse.
乃是哥罗西书。
Colossians.
在第二章。
Chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians.Chapter 2,
我们念六七两节。
We will read verses 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
所以我们在这里看见呢，我们接受了主之后，我们就当遵他而行。
So here we see that after we have received Jesus Christ, we need to walk in Him.
遵他而行，原文的意思乃是在基督里面行走。
This is his its original meaning to walk in Christ. In other words, you just obey him and follow him according to his word.
在基督里面行走呢，换句话说，基督他乃是我们行走的一个范围。
That's simply to say that Christ himself is the sphere of our walk.
我们活在世上呢，我们是按着世界的这个范围我们在行走。
Just as we live in this world, we walk, we do conduct ourselves according to the sphere of this world.
你比方讲呢，在这个世界上呢， 讲求人呢要多多表现自己。
For example, in this world, the template is to show off yourself as much as possible.
所以你要是只有五分呢，你讲十分也没关系。
So if you really you only have half of what you have, exaggerate to the fullest measure.
我在我们公司呢有一个。刚到我们公司来上班，从大学毕业大概两三年。
In my company, there is this colleague of mine who just graduated from college maybe two or three years ago.
他也很殷勤在学我们所教他的。
He is very diligent, trying to lay a hand on everything we've been teaching him.
但是呢，他实在说来，他的 skill 还很生疏。
But strictly speaking, his skills are relatively raw.
所以呢，每一次在开会的时候
，So every time at the company meeting,
我们就可以知道他是一个很典型在美国长大的美国人。
We realize that this person is such a typical one who was born in the States.
当大家在开会，大老板在问啊，什么事情怎么做该。怎么样处理，然后用哪一个方向开始做，他可以讲得非常好。
So at the meetings, when the big boss is asking about the things of a specific matter as to how we should deal with it, and starting from where, in what direction, this person would just give a wonderful presentation.
老板也很喜欢他呢，常常夸奖他这个人很有长进。
And the boss really likes him. Often he would praise him, saying he's improving so much, so quickly.
那有一次呢，因为我们很多人大家都很忙。
Now one time because everyone was so busy.
所以呢，他大老板问了一些问题，他也答得很好。
And our boss asked certain questions, and he answered them very nicely.
后来老板想了一下，他说：“那就你去做吧。”
And after a few thoughts, the boss said, "Well, leave it to you. You do it."
然后他就皱着眉头。
And then he started to frown.
他说：“好。”
Okay, he said reluctantly.
那我想呢，大家可想而知呢，接下来呢，那几个礼拜对他来说不舒服。
And you could imagine what it.Turned out in the following week is for him is entirely entirely uncomfortable period.
他在呢整个 office 里面呢，一天到晚从这一圈绕过来，又从这一圈绕过去，做什么呢
？Just pace around in the office, one time twice, from the end of the office to the other corner.
为什么呢？因为他到处问人这个怎么做，你告诉我一下吧。
Because he kept asking his colleagues as to how do we do this question, teach me a little bit.
然后那个要怎么处理，你告诉我一下吧。
Tell me how we should cope with this problem now.
哦，我在 Google 上面 search 了好久了，还是没有答案，你告诉我一下吧。
Just give me the answer since I have searched so long on Google, but I couldn't find the answer to this.
这是世界的路。
This is the worldly way.
但是在基督里面，我们是走基督的路。
In Christ, we should walk in the way of Christ.
基督的路啊，乃是在罗马书啊，刚刚我们。读到的这个十二章第九节之后所讲的这一些一个该有生命的表现。
The path of Christ is being clearly seen in starting from verse 9 of the chapter 12 of Romans. All these should be the very manifestation of Christ, and that's exactly the way we should walk in.
所以，当我们很实在的走主。他在真理中所教导我们的。
When we actually very practically put to practice what the Lord has taught us in the truth,
圣灵就会在恩典中来把那一条路正确的属灵的意义开启给我们。
In His grace, the Holy Spirit will reveal the true meaning of His word as to the very way to actually walk in it.
这样的话，我们在基督里面，那个基督的生命就会开始在我们里面不断的长进。
In this way, God's life will start to mature, to grow gradually in us.
然后第三点就是我们刚刚所读到罗马书的十三章十四节那里讲到披戴基督。
The third point is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans 13:14.
或者就是我们在以弗所书四章那里所提到的那个穿上新人。
Or you could read the same thing in Ephesians on what we just read, chapter 4, to put on the new man.
这个披戴基督的意思不是好像我是我，我今天要穿什么衣服，我就拿过来穿上去。
To put on Christ doesn't mean that I am my own master. Today, what should I put on my clothing? And whatever I like, I just put it on.
披戴基督的意思呢，乃是。
To put on Christ means.
基督是那个模型。
Christ is that very mold.
然后呢，我这个人呢，要想办法把我 fit in， 就是把我塞进去那一个模型里面，被它磨成那个样子。
And I am trying to fit in that particular mold to be conformed to that mold.
这是原文的意思。
This is its original meaning as to being conformed.
换句话说，我们需要受圣灵的管教。
In other words, it simply means we need to be chastened by the Holy Spirit.
十字架的功课在我们的身上来雕琢我们。
The work of the cross will start molding in our lives.
让我们实在能够被磨成基督那个样式。
So we will truly be conformed to or being molded into the very image of Christ.
所以当我们学习基督，免不了会有十字架的功课，这是一定的。
In the process of learning Christ, it's inevitable we have to have this dealing of the cross.
当我们愿意接受圣灵引导的时候，圣灵常常把我们带到十字架的底下。
When we are willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, He will inevitably lead us to the dealing of the cross.
我们愿意当作活祭，让十字架这一个祭坛呢，在我们身上有工作的时候，我们就能够被磨成基督的样式。
If we are willing to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, the cross is just like an altar. On it, we will be molded into the image of Christ.
这样基督就能显在我们的身上。
And then Christ will be manifested in us.
所以感谢主，主不仅把话赏给我们。
So we thank the Lord, not only has He given us His word,
他更是乐意亲自来做成他的工作。
But even more so, it is His good pleasure that He wants to complete His work in us.
但愿我们能够学习是一个奉献的人。
If only we were all people who are learning to consecrate ourselves to Him.
好叫基督的工作能够成全在我们身上。
So that Christ's work will be accomplished in us.
我们都能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
That all of us will be conformed to the very image of the Son of God.
不仅叫我们得荣耀。
Not only are we glorified.
更是叫神得到荣耀，得到满足。
But also God will be glorified and be gratified.
好，我们再低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
我们实在是要俯伏敬拜。
Truly, we want to prostrate ourselves to worship you.
我们在主的恩典中，我们来跟随你。
In your grace, Lord, we follow you.
我们看见这实在是一个全备的救恩。
We have seen that it truly is a full salvation.
并且我们知道你是全能的神。
But also we know you are the omnipotent God.
你所定义要成就的必要成就。
You will fulfill what you have set your counsel on.
但愿 给我们一个心愿。
Lord, grant us this a desire.
让我们学习把自己奉献当作活祭来献给你。
So that we will learn to offer, present ourselves as a living sacrifice to you, to learn you.
让我们真是能够摆在这个十字架的祭坛上。
So that we will place on ourselves on the very altar of the cross.
让你自由地在我们身上做你要成就的工作。
Then truly you can accomplish the work that you have set your eyes to.
好叫基督的荣美能够显在我们每一个人的身上。
So that the glory of the Christ will be seen in each one of us.
我们愿意把一切荣耀敬拜归给主。
Lord, we just give you all the glory and worship.
愿你在我们个人身上在聚会中得到荣耀，得到敬拜。
Be worshipped and be glorified in us individually and also in the corporate church.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.